It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama has ordered a significant change in U.S. policy toward Cuba. He's lifted all restrictions on travel and money transfers by Cuban Americans to that island nation. Here's White House spokesman Robert Gibbs.
I think maybe the best way to sum this up is the way the president summed this up last year, to say that there are no better ambassadors for freedom than Cuban Americans.
NPR's Greg Allen spent time yesterday talking to Cuban Americans in Miami and has this report.
ABC Charters is one of several companies in Little Havana that book flights to Cuba. Yesterday, Beatrice Mulet was there buying a ticket to go home to see her mother.
She's sick. She just recently found out that she's got breast cancer. She underwent surgery and right now she's going, through chemo. So, I definitely have to go see her and show my support.
Mulet was surprised and delighted to hear about the new policy changes, which lift all restrictions on travel and remittances by Cuban Americans.
I voted for Obama, yes, and I thought that he was going to do it. I didn't know it was going to be this fast.
Under the Bush administration rules, Cuban Americans were only allowed to return to the island to visit close family members once every 3 years. Maria Aral, who runs ABC Charters, says the rules kept many from going back to Cuba as much as they wished. The new rules also expand whom you can visit, permitting trips not just to see close family members, but also to see great aunts and second cousins. Aral says that's important.
For us Cubans, cousins are as close as sisters. And, under President Bush, my cousin was no longer my family. I couldn't visit them. Now, you opened just another door.
The changes outlined yesterday also allow U.S. companies to improve telephone and internet service to the island nation if they can reach agreements with the Cuban government. They don't change the U.S. trade embargo, in place now for nearly 50 years. They do, however, mark a significant shift in White House tone toward Cuba. White House officials refuse to say what future changes might be in the offing regarding Cuba, only that U.S. policy to the island nation is, quote, not frozen in time. That's also the case with South Florida's Cuban-American population. Polls show a majority of Cuban-Americans support lifting the travel and remittance restrictions, restrictions many once supported. Travel agent Maria Aral notes that second- and third-generation Cuban-Americans help account for the changing attitudes. But just as important are new arrivals from Cuba.
There's 30,000 legal immigrants a year, according to the immigration agreement between the United States and Cuba. Those people want to go visit their family. They didn't leave for the same reasons that the people left in the early 60s. So I think that's the whole change you're seeing in the atmosphere in South Florida also.
Even so, there's still a significant number of Cuban Americans who are leery of any policies that weaken 50 years of hardline opposition to the Castro regime. Republicans Mario and Lincoln Diaz-Balart, Cuban American brothers who represent Miami in Congress, called Obama's policy changes a serious mistake. Influential radio commentator Ninoska Perez Castellón said President Obama is extending a hand to Cuba while the Castro regime still has a clenched fist.
We feel it's wrong to give this concession to the Cuban regime at a time when they have not shown any willingness to change. Cubans have no freedoms, individual freedoms. The prisons are full. So why grant this free ride to the Cuban regime at this point?
A sign of the changes that are taking place in South Florida can be found at the Cuban American National Foundation. A little more than a decade ago, it was the hardest of hardline Cuban American groups, dedicated to upholding the trade embargo and overthrowing the Castro regime at any cost. Over the last decade, though, the group has moderated its position and recently released a white paper outlining many of the policies now adopted by President Obama. The group's president, Pepe Hernandez, is a veteran of the Bay of Pigs and once was a strong supporter of the travel restrictions. But after 50 years, he says, it's time to try something new. At a news conference yesterday, he was asked whether unrestricted remittances and travel to Cuba wouldn't end up enriching the Castro regime.
Well, it's going to help the regime, and we agree with that. There's no doubt about that. But it's going to help the Cuban people even more.
The new rules only affect Cuban Americans, but more changes in U.S. travel policy toward Cuba are possible. A bill currently being considered in Congress would lift the ban on travel to Cuba for all Americans. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.